This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring him in now. We've got Chris Raybon from the Action Network joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
How's it going, Bill?
We are good. I got to ask you, starting right out, does the betting pick up during the postseason, or is this when there's so few games that it actually tapers off?
I know, it definitely ticks up because I think, you know, even, you know, people that maybe haven't thought about it before, you know, they kind of sit down, watch the games, and we tend to see a ton of bets coming, especially in the maybe, I would say, 6 hours leading up to kickoff. I think the games last week got somewhere 35, 40,000 bets, which you usually see these things topping out in like the 10 to 15K range for a regular season game.
So let's start with the first game because you got the Vikings on the road taking on the 49ers. The Vikings getting 7. It started at 7. It's currently at 7. From what I'm seeing on your website, the betting right now is about 50-50 on this thing. I've seen a lot of shifts in a lot of different games. I think this is, with the 7 points, somewhat of a toss-up at this point in a lot of people's minds, right?
Yeah, I think that line is about correct. You know, I would lean the 49ers. I think they have a really good way of shutting down Kirk Cousins because they are one of the top teams in terms of getting pressure. And, you know, they do it without blitzing. And that's how you beat Cousins. In week 16 against, you know, your Green Bay Packers, they blitzed him one time on 36 dropbacks. And he didn't even reach 150 passing yards, really struggled. So the 49ers can kind of replicate that. And you have some other things going on. You know, Kevin Stefanski, the OC, interviewed for a Browns coaching job this week on Thursday. Diggs, Thielen missed practice. Thielen's banged up. So it's going to be a tough one for the Vikes on a short week. But on the other side, you know, the one thing you worry about is Jimmy Garoppolo, first-time playoff starting quarterback tend to struggle a little bit. I think this game could be a little bit low-scoring as well. We're seeing 59% of the bet on the over, and yet the total has dropped a point and a half because 56% of the money is on the under. So now it's at 44.5.
I'm sitting here looking at this. You're saying on the over and under, 21% of the public right now on the over, 79% on the under. But I'm also looking at some of these prop bets, like Kirk Cousins passing for 231.5 yards, the over and under, Jimmy Garoppolo, 251, Dalvin Cook rushing for more than 73.5 yards. How many people are just kind of pouring in on these prop bets now? Because I think this is almost anticipatory to Super Bowl.
I think it definitely the popularity definitely picks up around this time of year. I know we try to you know, talk more about it and spend more time on it now that we have more time because it is a lot of fun. And I think for this game in particular, I actually do like the under on Kirk Cousins' passing yards because, again, I just think that this defense is set up well to neutralize what he does best. And I think the Vikings, you know, they gave Dalvin Cook 30, you know, over 30 touches last week. And I think that they kind of know that in a game like this, they're probably going to have to lean on him again.
So the other game that I wanted to get into, obviously all of them we want to discuss, but the other games that we want to get into, the Titans on the road against the Ravens. Big spread here, the biggest spread, as a matter of fact. It started at 10, it's currently at 10. The Ravens giving 10 away. Titans have a good defense, but I don't know if they have the ability to stop the Ravens.
Yeah, and I think that's why you kind of saw this line. You know, it opened to 10. You know, everyone started jumping on the underdogs. You know, underdogs have been, if you look at it historically, the more profitable side, particularly in these playoffs, in a divisional round, but in the postseason in general. However, you know, the sports books also know that, and they kind of adjust, you know, for that kind of public perception as well. And so I think now you're starting to see some more money come in, and that's what kind of pushed that line back. So, but it's pretty even. I mean, 53% of the bets, 52% of the money on Baltimore as 10-point favorite. So that's the books are just – that's kind of the right line. It's a key number of 10, similar to the other game where, key number 7. But in this one, yeah, if I had to lean one way, it probably would be Baltimore just because they're so good at – in the red zone on third down, things like that, that if the Titans get behind, I don't know if they can give the ball 30 times to Henry.
I believe that Derrick Henry is going to be huge in this ball game. There's no doubt about that. I just don't know if the Titans have enough defense to stop what Lamar Jackson does. If they do, who knows? I mean, that changes the dictation of the game. But I just don't think even if they put a shadow or a spy on him that they're going to be able to win this ball game. Therefore, the Ravens at home. Now, you tell me this. How big of a, a home field advantage have the Ravens had? Does it just because Jackson's been that good and this offense has been that good, or has it been a terrific home field advantage for the Ravens along the way as well?
Well, from a betting perspective, I did my quarterback confidence ratings for the divisional round. It's up on ActionNetwork.com right now and in the Action app. And I kind of talked about this with Jackson a little bit. He's actually 3-8 against the spread as a home favorite throughout his career. Now, I don't think you want to look too much into that, but that's kind of where it's been. They have been overvalued a bit at home. However, I also look at, how these teams are performing against teams that also finished above 500 this year. So essentially against good teams. And that's where Jackson has really excelled and this team has excelled. They're 5-2 against the spread and 5-2 straight up against winning teams. And I think that's pretty relevant because, as you mentioned, if the Titans can't stop him on defense, it could turn into a blowout. And that's how you're going to cover that spread.
Then you move on. You got the other games coming up this weekend. These are the Sunday games. The Texans on the road taking on the Chiefs. 9.5-point spread in this one. It started out at 8. Tell me why it bumped up to 9.5.
Yeah, I think that one was a little bit off when it first came out. The Chiefs, if you look at the Texans actually finished the regular season with a slightly negative point differential. Now, they did rest their starters and got blown out by 21 in that Week 17 game. But point differential is very predictive, and the Chiefs have a huge edge in that area. So I think that's what kind of bumped it up. A lot of money hit them initially when that line opened, and it was just a one-possession game. Now it's 52% of the bets, still 61% of the money on the Chiefs. So still more money than bet. More money than bets coming in on KC. And I think an interesting one for this game for people to look at is actually the first quarter and first half. Not something we always do too often, but the Texans are averaging just 2.8 points per game in the first quarter this year. And in the playoffs, in their two appearances with Watson, they've gotten outscored 34-0 in the first half. And then the Chiefs are near the top of the league in first quarter scoring, first half scoring. So this could be one of those situations where the Chiefs, especially with that extra week to prepare, may be able to jump out early on Houston.
Packers at home against the Seahawks, 4.5-point, the smallest spread of the weekend, by the way, where a lot of people believe the Seahawks could possibly come in and knock off Green Bay. Their offense hasn't looked good. The one thing that I question, and I think it's a very legitimate question, is what the performance that Aaron Rodgers had against Detroit to end the season. Not a good one. The offense has really not looked sharp and consistent all season long. I think that's weighing in people's minds as to whether or not the Seahawks are going to come in and get a win, even though they're 4.5-point underdogs in this contest, because a lot of money, from what I understand, coming in on the Seahawks at this point.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the line opened at 3.5 in favor of the Packers, and it's actually up to 4.5, and that is despite 58% of the bet and 57% of the money on Seattle. So that's kind of telling you that either the books felt they needed to adjust it, or some well-respected, some sharper guys are probably betting on the Packers here. I do think that you're right. The Packers have been struggling, and we've seen the Seahawks pull off all of these miracle wins that you always feel kind of queasy about taking the Packers here as a favorite. But I think they're in a good spot. I mean, I don't know if it comes down to either quarterback. I think, Aaron Rodgers is struggling, down the field. It's been tough outside of getting the ball to Devontae. And then on the other side, the Seahawks, I mean, they don't really have a run game, and their O-line is just decimated. So I think it'll probably be a low-scoring game as well. 67% of the bet, 72% of the money on the under. It's currently at 46.5. I still think that's a pretty good value. But I'm expecting a low-scoring game. I mean, Rodgers is averaging under 6 yards an attempt over the past 8 games, and that's with Adams back. So, you know, I don't see a ton of scoring here, but I do think Aaron Jones has a good shot at causing problems for Seattle, who bottom five in terms of schedule-adjusted efficiency against the run.
Always good to talk, Chris. I'm sure as the rest of the season winds down, we'll be again a lot of prop bets coming up too, okay?
Absolutely, Bill. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Raybon of the Action Network joining us for minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. Plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.